I wish I had a great story. I wish I did. I wish I had some kind of fantastic, wonderful, amazing, incredible story of why I spent a few hours in the emergency care last night. But alas, it's just a story. It's not great. So, how'd you spend your Sunday evening?
Ooh, this doesn't sound good.
Well, so I had an adult hockey game yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And our good team, as good as we try to play, we lost again. All right, fine. Get into the locker room, getting ready to get changed, and as I'm changing, I'm getting ready to take off my skates, and I look down and I realize, my skate laces are red.
Oh, no.
Oh, look. Ooh. Look, the tongue of my skate's just red, too, and my sock is red. Hey, this red is blood. It's my blood! What the heck is going on here? And I wish I could tell you. But I have no clue. But at some point last night, playing in my adult hockey game, I got a slice above my right ankle.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And it was bleeding enough that by the time I got to the locker room, I mean, my skate was literally soaked in sock and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, a couple of our guys on the team have medical expertise.
Oh, good.
So they leaped into action with gauze and bandages and kind of looked at it and said, you need stitches. Really? Oh, come on. I'm a guy. I don't need stitches. No, I don't. All right, fine. So wrap it up. And yeah, everyone's like, what happened? How'd you do it? I don't know.
Had me a skate, right?
Well, yeah, and I'm really thinking it was my skate. I think I cut myself. Yeah, I remember a couple of times in the game, I was kind of do some transitions of getting back, going backwards from frontwards, and I remember stumbling a couple of times, and I'm thinking maybe that maybe I was trying to get the foot around and just caught it.
Gosh,
it might have. Fortunately, I got my skates sharpened before the game, so it was a very clean cut. Which is what the doctor
told
me.
That's probably what caused the cut.
That was crazy. Yeah, but it was oozing a little bit, so okay, fine. It's Sunday, of course. Oh, boy.
Oh, they had to call someone in and do the stitches or what?
No, but, you know, the regular places you might have gone to have it looked at, they're all closed, so okay, you can end up in emergency care, fine. I went home, first of all, just to check it out. See, maybe after all that pressure, it was fine. Took the bandage off. No.
Better go.
Still oozing.
Yeah,
it looks pretty bad. Hey, I'm a guy. Duct tape!
No, I don't think so.
I quickly shot down that idea.
Yes, yes.
Fortunately, my son was with me, and he suggested that we go to the doctor.
No.
See, my son was thinking more clearly than I was.
Yes.
What's that say? usually the dad that's got to force the son to go.
Oh, you didn't lose all that blood. That's
why. No, and I was thinking clearly. I wasn't feeling faint or anything like that. But
so how many stitches?
Well, I ended up in the doc's office and had to put 6 stitches in.
Oh, all right. So
keep it closed. It was a nice clean cut. And they had to put some medication into it just to stop the bleeding. Apparently, I nicked a capillary.
Oh.
Well.
Oh. No wonder you're bloody.
I'm going to get a cut. Let's make sure it's good.
You get a good one, eh?
Nicking a capillary, which she said was better than nicking an artery. Yeah. This is, thank you. I didn't want to do that. Didn't want to do either. This is not how I wanted to spend my Sunday evening, but hey, we'll make the most of it. And everyone was very friendly. It's just nice. I mean, you know, it's a Sunday evening. These people who are working in situations where they know that people don't want to be there. Whoever wants to go to an emergency care in the first place. But everyone's very pleasant, very nice. And
I haven't seen you moving around much this morning. Are you hobbling?
A little bit. Yeah. It's stiffened up on me a little bit. They got a nice wrap on it.
Oh, okay.
And I can now tell you when I got my latest tetanus shot.
Oh, yesterday?
Yesterday. That was the question. It was answered. It's like, doctor said, listen, within the last 10 years, probably not.
Right.
Might not have been the last 20 years. I have no idea. Give me one anyway, just in case. I want to make sure that I'm healthy here. But yeah, so just really, it's not a great story, though. It's like, I don't know how it happened. It didn't make any kind of incredible play where, you know, maybe I scored a goal and ended up slicing a skate, didn't get into a scrum in the corner like that.
Yeah.
A bunch of my teammates were concerned that they might have to amputate. I said, no, I don't think it's that bad. Told the doctor that. She said, I think we can save your foot.
I see you have a medical wristband.
Oh, yeah, I wore the wristband just as evidence. I didn't take the wristband off. Now I'll cut it off now. But it's like, you know, all this.
I thought maybe you came straight to work from the ER.
Well, I thought of it. Well, that question was asked. So, you know, get done. And the doctor says, so, your work? Will this inhibit you from working? Let me think. Six stitches in the ankle, will that stop me?
Well, let's shut your mouth. No.
Well, for as many times as I put my foot in my mouth, I said, yeah, that might stop me from going to work. I think I can probably manage to hobble in tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to be adversely affected. So, yeah, I don't need any kind of doctor's note or anything like that.
When is your next game?
That really sucks. Uh-huh. So I was like, you need 10 days. 10 days. Yeah, I said, okay. I got another hockey game on coming up.
No, you don't.
She said, well, maybe a week. I'm playing on Friday. So how about 5 days? You ever get that look from a doctor?
Don't push it.
That look like, I'm the doctor, you're the patient.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, it's like, I can't. It was one of those, I can't stop you from doing anything stupid. Right. Go ahead. I'll be here on Friday night if you need me.
Right.
Because, you know, you just risk. So I'm going to be benched for the next game.
Oh, all right.
Just be there to cheer him on.
I'll do that. Yeah. I'll do that. And thankfully, Charlie was with me, so he's able to drive me home. I think I could have driven, but I said, no, my foot's kind of throbbing now. Let's not chance it. Since this is my right foot, you know, I don't want to have to tap on the accelerator or brake and find myself ripping stitches out and having to explain to the officer why I was driving home from a fresh wound when I had a healthy son next to me who could have done that. So he did a good job and got me home safely, and everything's fine now. But
you know, you didn't have to admit that you tripped over yourself. You could have said, you know, I was on my way to score a goal, and I got another skate slashed me, and I still scored. I don't know.
My teammates were giving me those suggestions, but it's like, if I told too tall a tale, I'm sure that I would have paid for it at some point. They were suggesting maybe, you know, next time, you know, get in the ice, they're going to use me as the example, saying, hey, don't mess with us. Look at that guy over there. See his bloody skate?
Right.
You should have seen the other guy. I do have, for anyone that cares, I have pictures.
Oh!
I know you won't appreciate this, so I've got the bloody skate. And you remember Curt Schilling in the 2004 World Series?
Yes, I do.
He's got nothing on my sock.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh
my gosh,
man.
That is so.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
Ooh, because
looks like Santa socks.
It does.
You'd never know that was a completely white sock, would
right.
you?
No.
Wow.
It was bleeding throughout the game. Not enough to affect me, but yeah, when I took my. It was rather impressive, I must tell you, when I washed the skate out in the river of blood that flowed from my skate. And I think the Scott, the sock,
it's gone? Is it done?
I think it's being considered medical waste now.
Yeah, hazardous waste.
Yeah. How crazy is that, though? It's like, yeah, that's what they can, you know, again, the guys with medical expertise couldn't figure out why I didn't feel anything. So, I don't know what I did.
But, now you know what a capillary is.
Yeah, now I know, yeah.
You're lucky they didn't put a tourniquet on you.
Well, I fortunately didn't. Again, it wasn't so bad that I couldn't hobble in and hobble out and have a story. But again, not a great story. I'm sorry, I don't have anything attached that would make it sound that was incredibly awesome that he was hurt in the line of scoring the goal or some kind of great defensive play. Nope. It's a mystery. Because my teammates, I got to say, you know, we noticed some drops of blood on the ice, but we're like... Didn't know what's going on. It's hockey, blood in the ice. Who cares?
Yeah, right,
you know, it's a normal hockey game.
Right.
So you don't mind me if I hobble around a little bit today, but I'll be able to live and talk about it.
Well, that's good.
Yes, okay. It won't stop me from coming to work.
That's good. So you are declared out for the next game due to self-inflicted injury.
You can't really. Yeah, boy, how sad is that? Yes, I wounded myself. I can't. Well, don't even. Great story on that.
At least they didn't put you in the penalty box.
Really. Penalty on yourself.
cutting yourself.
that would have just been perfect. That would have been a great capper to the story. Thanks to my teammates for all those nice messages. Thanks to my son for helping too. And thanks for putting up with my rather sad story.